Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Eureka Police are investigating a report of a sexual assault that took place on Fairway Drive near the Eureka Municipal Golf Course on Saturday evening. The victim reported she was walking along Fairway Drive when she heard a male voice call out for help. When the victim went to investigate, she saw a man bent over as if injured, and when she was close enough, he assaulted her. The suspect is described as an adult white male who was wearing a gray ski mask, flesh-colored gloves, a black hoodie, and blue sweatpants. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact Eureka Police. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of a structure fire at a residence in the 3500 block of Highland Place in Eureka. Numerous callers to 911 reported seeing heavy smoke and fire coming from the building. Firefighters found a single-story wooden structure with fire burning in the garage and quickly attacked, ventilating and then searching the building for any victims. The seat of fire was in the garage of the structure, and no victims were found, and damage is estimated at more than $30,000. The cause is under investigation, although foul play is not suspected. CHP officers are investigating a single-vehicle collision that occurred on State Route 36 east of Grizzly Creek Campground on Sunday afternoon. 42-year-old Rodney O'Clair was driving eastbound when he allowed his vehicle to drift off the roadway, tumble down a steep embankment, and crash into a tree. O'Clair and his 15-year-old passenger suffered major injuries and were transported to Redwood Memorial Hospital for treatment. O'Clair told officers at the scene that he had fallen asleep while driving. Impairment is not considered a factor in the collision. The Arcata Fire Protection District responded to a report of a residential fire on Landis Court in McKinleyville last week. The caller to 911 told dispatch that there was possibly a person trapped in the residence. When firefighters reached the scene, they found the 30-year-old victim outside the residence, suffering from serious burn injuries. The victim was initially taken to a local hospital, but later transported to an out-of-area hospital for more treatment. While fighting the blaze, an indoor marijuana grow and a butane hash lab were found, and sheriff's officer personnel responded to the scene with a search warrant. The search turned up more than 17 pounds of marijuana leaves used in the production of hash, more than 180 growing marijuana plants, and another grow containing more than 170 growing clone plants. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, as do the marijuana grows. The county will host three meetings in April to discuss the ongoing draft marijuana ordinance to regulate indoor and outdoor growing. The first meeting will be held tonight in Garberville at the Veterans Hall beginning at 5:30 p.m., The next two meetings are scheduled for Monday, April 15th in Willow Creek and Wednesday, April 17th in Petrolia. For more information, contact the County Administration Office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the impact state budgets have on law enforcement agencies along the north coast of California and the southern coast of Oregon. In California, five consecutive years of budget cuts due to billion-dollar deficits in Sacramento led to hiring freezes, cancellation of wage and benefit increases, and with realignment in full swing, greater burdens placed on county and municipal departments. In Curry County, Oregon, the situation is even more dire. The rural community has seen steep cuts to its budget, and those effects can be seen most dramatically in the sheriff's office. Last week, Undersheriff Bob Rector announced his resignation to take a position with the state police. Sheriff John Bishop has seen several members of his department leave over the past year, and unless there are drastic changes in funding, Bishop expects to be forced to lay off more personnel. The Del Norte County Office of the California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal traffic collision that took place on Highway 101 near Klamath. Two vehicles collided head-on Saturday afternoon, and the roadway was closed while emergency crews worked on scene. There is no further information at this time, and the cause has not been determined. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.